Subscribe.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon, giving you an update today on some things involving Umpqua Community College. The president, Dr. Rachel Pokrant, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much. Always nice to see you, Kyle.
So you mentioned a while back, as we were doing an interview about a number of other things, about the importance of housing for students, how that had been kind of a challenge and something that a lot of work had been going on. And then in the past couple of weeks, the information was rolled out about the recent moves the college has made in acquiring some downtown properties. So kind of tell us more about the process and what led to that.
Yeah, so we are so excited to be investing in the community this way. The board and I have been thinking hard on this pretty much since I got here a couple years ago about how we can ensure that our academic programs stay vibrant and that all students from across Douglas County and the nation are able to come here and put together an ecosystem for their learning. So making sure they have somewhere stable to live and they can learn and take advantage of our amazing programs. And during that process, we really made a conscious decision to really target that investment in our downtown core. We have such a great downtown that is just getting better and better every month, it feels like. Great businesses downtown, great restaurants. And we already had some students living downtown, mostly athletes. And I think the community's really enjoyed that. It's created a lot of vibrancy. And so it seemed the right thing to do both for the college, for what the college needs to provide for our students, secure housing, and also for the community. We deserve an amazing downtown. This is an amazing place to live, and we want to be part of that great thing that is happening right downtown right now.
So give us kind of the specifics as to what buildings you've purchased.
Yes. So we have purchased the Hawk's Nest. We call it the Hawk's Nest. It used to be the Flegal Center. We have had students living there for 4 years, and now we own that building. And we also purchased from Redeemers Fellowship, hi out there to all of my Redeemers peeps. What an amazing organization. And they have owned the old Newberry's department store on Jackson Street for a number of years, and we purchased that from them. And then we also purchased the original Roseburg Post Office on the corner of Stevens and Cass. And that building is just this really spectacular historic building that has beautiful marble staircases inside and gorgeous old Douglas fir trusses that we hope to really bring back to life and make the community proud of those buildings that are either underutilized or not used at all in the case of the old post office right now.
And in fact, the post office, I had to do some quick research, that had sat vacant for 22 years. Phoenix School met there for a number of years. I'm not sure if they started there or not. I didn't get that far down the research trail. But ever since they opened the building on Diamond Lake Boulevard, which is not the new building anymore because it's 22 years old, they left that facility. And so that had been sitting there for a long time. And I didn't get a chance to research exactly when that was built. But yeah, that's definitely one of the historic Roseburg buildings. And so as you have these three buildings, now you already kind of set up the course for the Hawk's Nest. What else are you going to do with the Redeemers building, with the post office? Is that just housing, or are there going to be other things going on?
We haven't nailed all of it down yet, but the primary use will be housing. We all know the housing difficulties we have in our community, and we think that opening our housing that's for students, we're calling it housing for students instead of student housing, because sometimes people think of like a dorm situation, and that's not what we're trying to create. We're trying to create something for our wide swath of different types of students that we have at UCC. So it will be focused in on housing. There may be some other smaller public spaces or learning spaces, but we haven't quite nailed that down completely. But the main goal is housing, and to have, you know, hopefully around 200 students living in the downtown, eating at the restaurants and buying their coffee, and most importantly, I would say, being the workforce. The majority of students who go to UCC have a job, if not a full-time job. So making sure that those folks have stable housing means that they can learn with us and work for you, which I think will be really important for our downtown and our whole community, really.
And especially for some of the students maybe in the, you know, younger side or traditional college age size or age, being able to work even downtown.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're downtown right now going to a restaurant or getting any type of service, you probably have come across lots of our students. You just don't know it.
Now, one of the questions that I get asked when this was rolled out, and you, I think you've kind of provided the answer, but I'll ask the question anyway. Why the downtown area versus building, you know, a new building to house students on the campus?
Yeah, well, you've heard me say before that we have the name community in our name, Umpqua Community College, and that means that we have a responsibility to do great things as a learning institution, but also for our community. So if we're going to make an investment in housing, it seemed like we could do something great for the community at the same time as doing what we need to do for our academic programs.
And I would think as well, if you were to put something out there on the campus, you have a college campus, you've got a nearby neighborhood, but anything else students would need or want would be involving a drive down the road quite a ways.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, truly the other reason is building costs are extremely expensive right now. And we're definitely going to spend some money rehabbing these buildings in the downtown, but it will be significantly cheaper than building from scratch on campus.
So what was the cost for all this and how did you pay for it?
So for all three buildings, we paid $1.925 million. And how we paid for it, we are extremely fortunate coming out of COVID. You know, there are some silver linings where we had all of these savings during COVID because the campus was closed. We didn't pay as big of utility bills. All of our campus travel was shut down, so there was a huge savings from our budget from that. And then our consumables and supplies, you think of everything that we use at the college in an academic year. So we were able to pay for these buildings outright without incurring any debt to the college, merely from savings from a year and a half of the campus being closed. And so that's really a one-time opportunity we have to invest. The college doesn't have funds like that on a regular basis to make an investment. And this seemed like the right time to spend this money in this way.
And when you think about it from that perspective, what about potential for buying any more buildings, or is this kind of it?
Well, this is it for now. I'm not going to say never, but we have a lot of work to do to get these buildings up and running and students in them as soon as possible. So we're going to do this for now, but who knows what will happen in the future.
Obviously, colleges, whether community colleges or four-year schools, oftentimes there's a housing component. Is this, in talking to students who have relocated from outside the area who are not even familiar with the area, do you really see this as being a big help that while they may end up you know, paying for this separately or whatever, it's just sort of a part of a package of attracting their attention?
Absolutely. It's a great recruitment tool, and it's great to have students come in from all over the nation. We have students internationally as well. I think we have around 10 students this year who are from other countries. So it's a great recruitment tool. But I would also say, you know, if you're a kid who lives in Myrtle Creek or Glendale and you want to come to UCC, it is difficult to be thinking about doing that drive four or five times a week. So it's not just for people from out of the area, too. I think we'll have lots of students who are local that want to move in and live with their friends and have that experience.
And any idea how long this rehab remodel process will take?
Well, you know, anybody out there who's done a remodel, you like to be optimistic, but we aim to get students into the new buildings at least by the spring term of 24.
All right, a lot going on, and we're going to talk about some other aspects of Umpqua Community College when we get back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's program, we're going to look at the sobering topic of suicide. We've got folks from ADAPT and from also the Douglas Education Service District. We'll talk about the issue of suicide and related topics on tomorrow's program. Dr. Rachel Polkgrant, president of Umpqua Community College, talking about things happening with the college. We talked about the recent acquisition of the three buildings in downtown. And you look on the calendar, and suddenly it is almost the middle of May. And what is, I didn't get a chance to check this out because the colleges work different than K-12 that I'm more familiar with. What's your timeline? When do you guys do graduation?
Graduation is Friday, June 16th at 6 p.m. Out in our beautiful Swanson Auditorium. And we are expecting around 375, 400 graduates, which is a big, big graduating class. We're really excited to celebrate with our students their accomplishments.
So 5 weeks out from that, how do you feel like this year has been going?
Oh my gosh, it's been such a great year. We've got so many cool things going on. Teeing up many, many new programs. We have a new advanced manufacturing program called Mechatronics. More in the technical trade sphere. We have 8 new medical programs coming online in the next 5 years. We have a new accounting certificate. If you're out there and you like math at all, go get an accounting certificate because there are so many great jobs out there right now to get into that field of work. And then our SOE Wine program is sort of re-energizing itself and rethinking about itself with some help, lots of help actually from the industry. So we have a new certificate in that program that is centered around, more around marketing and the business aspect of wineries. So lots of new programs and of course all the great things that we've done for years and years that are have helped students on the pathway to a 4-year school and are great technical trades programs, automotive and welding, and all those wonderful trades programs that get students in great paying jobs here in the community.
What about your GED program?
Oh, our GED program. So there is a diamond in everything we do right there. So our GED program is actually the top GED program in the state. They actually just found out about that this very week. They have 72 GED completers this year, and they have a goal of 100. They've actually got one of those great sort of thermometer things on the wall when you go into the Woolley Center down there by Fir Grove, where they're sort of checking off students as they get their GED diplomas, which is a really amazing accomplishment.
And now, is that among community colleges or any institution, or how's that set up in terms of getting that award?
That's amongst community colleges. Well, it's really all the GED programs in the state. So there's GED programs embedded in high schools and things like that as well. Our folks do really amazing work. They really wrap their arms around those students. And, you know, it's intimidating to come back to school to get your GED. But when you've got people who care about you and are invested in your future, it's amazing what can happen.
I'm told by people who've done that, sometimes quite a ways up the road, that you kind of walk into it, sometimes maybe even embarrassed, you know, that you didn't make it through in a traditional way. And sometimes it's like people have to really motivate you to sort of walk through the doors, and it's a bit daunting.
Yeah. And, you know, it is such a brave act to show up at Woolley and say, I want to get my GED. And we are so, so proud of those students. I often think that is the biggest achievement that we see on graduation day is our GED students, even more than getting a degree of some kind. It's just a great jumping off point to improve your life.
What about athletes? You've talked a lot since you've been here and worked a lot to increase the number of athletes, more sports, all of that. How's all that going?
Well, I'm not going to take credit for any of that. We have the most amazing athletic director, Craig Jackson, who is just a force to be reckoned with. So he is all over that. You know, most recently, it's been track season and baseball season, and our track athletes are doing incredibly. We won the javelin at the U of O Twilight Meet this past week. We have a great javelin thrower this year who's just really knocking it out of the park. To use a baseball metaphor. And we also had a second place in the decathlon, a fourth place in the decathlon, and then a sixth place in the heptathlon. And our baseball team just entered the playoffs from their games this weekend. They swept Clark. So we're just proud of all of our kids that come out and represent UCC. Go Hawks!
So what about, you mentioned all these new programs that you want to add either soon or in coming years. I mean, a lot of work goes into that, and you've really got to due diligence on a lot of the financial aspect. It's one thing to have an idea that you think would be really helpful or useful. It's another thing to make it pay.
True statement. And we have to do it. It's never okay to say that we can't innovate because we don't have enough money. It's our job to go find that money and make sure that we are staying up to date with the new types of programs that employers need for the workforce. And we've done our due diligence. We're ready to go, and we have a lot of community support, so we're extremely fortunate. And I can't go without also talking about the arts, Kyle, because if I just talk about athletics and I don't talk about the arts, I'm going to be in massive trouble. And we have amazing arts programs. So just a quick plug for Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is this awesome biblical story put to music. You should all come see it. And that starts this Thursday, goes through Sunday. And then our student art show opens next week. So come see our student art show, please, on campus. We have a lovely gallery.
You know, Bart McHenry is in here a lot on Fridays at Umpqua Valley Live. In the last two or three weeks, been rolling students through that are part of this production. And he seems to bring just a lot of enthusiasm to that whole program, whether people have any background in it or not.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if he's told the stories when he comes to your show, but he literally went to karaoke night at the Sunnyside. And when he saw a great singer, just approached them and said, come and be in my musical. So, yes, he's creating these wonderful programs on campus and also drawing in other members of the community. Professor Bart is a massive value add.
What about staffing issues, whether it's faculty positions or other things? Whether it's education or really any other aspect of the business community, it seems like that's still a bit of a struggle sometimes.
It is a little bit, but we've seen an easing, I would say, over the last 4 or 5 months at the college. We have 12 open positions, something like that right now. And that's fairly normal for us on a usual basis, I would say. Things seem to be easing up with employees, and also I think the word is out that UCC is a pretty awesome place to go to work every day.
What are you seeing in terms of when you go out recruiting people? Is there any reluctance if they're, you know, from another state or outside, you know, other sections of Oregon? Is there a reluctance to come to Roseburg, or do people, is it an attractive piece that does get their attention?
I think Roseburg gets everybody's attention. It's an awesome place to live and so convenient for lots of outdoor activities and just a great place to be. I would say the only difficult part is, where am I going to live? Where am I going to find housing, right? Which is sometimes what trips people up when they're moving here. So we hope, you know, full circle all the way back to our housing, if we can ease up some apartment units that our students are currently living in by creating some of these new housing opportunities, that really does ease that ladder of housing for all employers, we hope, in the community.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Other things people ought to know about the college coming up?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. You know, something I should talk about is we've got a couple of fairly big remodel projects as well going on that are more in our learning spaces. The first one is in our library space, our Sue Schaefer Library and Learning Commons. It's funny, we pulled out some old pictures, and it actually looks exactly the same as it did on the day that it was built in the early 70s. So we've never done a real major refurbishment. So that starts this summer. So our library will be closed this summer. We're going to have a classroom open with some library services. But we are getting a whole new roof, and we are doing a complete refresh with some cool new furniture. We have these pods where you can kind of go in, and they're soundproof for study pods. It's going to be very state-of-the-art, so we're really excited about that. And then we're doing a remodel on our trucking school, which is down in Green.
All right, very good. Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rachel Pokram, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.